got my drink and my two-step. My drink and my two-step. Got my drink and my two-step. My drink and my two-step. It's on. It's on. It's on.
And I'm home. Get the Patron and tell them that it's on.
I got my drink and my two-step. My drink and my two-step. Got my drink and my two-step. My drink and my two-step. It's on. It's on. It's on.
And I'm home. Get the Patron and tell them that it's on. I got my drink and my... I just beat...
All right. Now we just got... Here we go. Are we waiting on one more? Or are we good here? Are we good now with what we got?
We're good here.
All right. Well, sorry that we're a couple minutes late, fellas. Toast and I, we were just playing the new PS4 game Fall Guys. Can't recommend it enough. So listeners at home, Fall Guys, sick game for PS4. Sick game. How you guys doing?
I'm hanging in there.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. Another hot day in Texas.
Well, I live in Utah. It's also hot here, so I got you. Kind of hot, hot as a motherfucker.
You guys are celebrities now, man. They're all over the place. Media everywhere.
Content.
Who's that? What? Not us.
Love to see
all over. Taking the Whiffle scene ablaze right now.
Yeah. That'll happen. That'll happen from time to time and from team to team. You'll see it. I mean, that's what Savvy did. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about that on the show. You guys want to get started, or you want to? Maybe I should explain the rules first before we get started.
That'll work.
I'm due for a rule explanation anyway. So the rules of the show are very, very simple. I go completely off the cuff with absolutely zero preparation. Toast is in here for color commentary. And if at any time you feel like you have the urge to do it, you can use your shut up Stein. When you say shut up Stein, and I ring the bell. And then you can say whatever you want to say for 30 seconds. And then that's that. Any questions?
So we have the shut up Stein power. Is that what you're
power.
Saying?
But I can show I have one of my own, and Toast gets two because he's the co-host. So
fantastic, yeah.
Those are the weird ass rules of this weird ass show.
All right, that's cool.
All right, well then let's get into it. What's going on, party people? It's your boy here, Stein, coming to you from my humble abode in St. George, Utah. It sucks here, and it continues to suck here. Toast, how do you feel about that?
Knew it when I seen it.
You know what's great about you? You know what's great about Utah, Toast? Universal mail-in voting. Come on.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, we're one of the five states.
You gotta hop off. Shut up, Stein. I just don't want to hear you talk about politics.
Come on!
It's all garbage. We're here to talk with Wes. We're not here to talk about that other garbage. Let's introduce our guests and let's get the show rolling. Okay.
I would introduce my guest, but you shut me up, so now you have to do it.
Well, it's the Whiskey Ducks, the guys that have been taking the Whiffle scene by storm, you know, making their name heard on social media. Got a lot of bark. Let's see if they got any bite. So we're going to find out in October.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. We are definitely going to find that out. So we got two members of the Whiskey Ducks. Now, we're going to ask you a little bit more about who you are, but we got Ben Love and Jason. Is it Rendon or Rendon?
Rendon.
All right, good.
Yeah, it's all got right. Like a little squiggle comma thing. Eyebrow.
Rendon. There you go.
Hit that good shit.
That's what Sueño has above the end.
Sueño, yeah. I mean, that's how you spell the word Sueño. So, all right. So, fellas, what we normally do on this show to start things off is we give our guests an opportunity to talk a little bit about who they are, how they got into the competitive whiff scene in the first place, what they're currently up to now, and then, you know, we're going to, you know, barrage you with a series of questions related to information that you probably either don't know about or aren't equipped to deal with. So that's the general plan. But why don't we start with Ben and Jason, you can kind of like chip in and tell us where you came from and what it's led up to.
Cool, man. Yeah. Hey, so Ben Love, part of the Whiskey Ducks organization now. That's just what we're doing. We're exploding and growing and having little pod leads everywhere here in Texas. And I just barely got into the Whiffle scene probably, about 2-3 months ago. I knew Jason and James Weaver and seen them. And one of my neighbors actually told me, hey, you should get in this Whiffle ball tournament. Hell to the yeah, let's do this. And then when they told me there was no running in our league, sign me up, please. That is what it's all about right there.
Yep.
Just throw, hit, don't run.
No hammies to pull. No hammies to pull. All right. So Ben, you are like clean, baby's bottom polished, new to wiffle ball. You're talking about 2 to 3 months. That's new. We got guys who are at 2 to 3 decades. So that's about as new as it gets. Jason, is your story similar, or do you have a little bit more experience?
Very similar. I've been playing competitively now for 5 months.
Wow.
So we were playing, I've played softball with Ben for a couple of times over the years. And, we had a tournament. Well, me and my cousin had a tournament last year, I think it was in San Antonio. And it was just too hot to be running out there and all day, all
mm-hmm.
night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had played wiffle ball once before in just a recreational league. And so I saw, there was nothing here in Austin that I could find. And so I reached out to my cousin and just like, hey, let's play some wiffle ball. That's how it started. We just tried it out, made a league in Corpus, and we ended up started playing here now in Austin. So what Ben was talking about, the organizations, we got three teams now. We've got a team in Corpus. That's the original Whiskey Ducks. We've got the new Bronco Whiskey Ducks. And then Ben and I have started the ATX Whiskey Ducks. So
we got a wiffle monopoly going on.
Yeah, a lot of like roots. Yeah. So okay, so
and the truth of it is this: is Jason's being very nice. The reason why we're so new is because we live in a state where we actually have things to do, not like Utah or Pennsylvania. And all of a sudden, COVID hit, and so we were like, "Hey, let's do something else."
Oh yeah! Wow!
Messing with y'all, man.
Wow!
I just got bored. Gonna go try and dive off the deep end. Yeah. So I got a quick question for him too. So, what was your first? When did you see the competitive? What's gonna be out there in October? Kind of wiffle ball, like a video or something, or did you see somebody throwing somewhere at a tournament? When did you see somebody go over 80 miles an hour?
So I never really saw anybody throw that hard until I started I started with a video from the Golden Stick. I saw one of their videos, and then from then, even before I had told my cousin, I was like, I'm gonna go play in this tournament. It seemed like a lot of fun from what I think Lou was running it back then, and so I reached out to Lou, and he was kind of just feeding me information on how to get started and all that.
Sounds like Lou.
Yeah, he was actually, he's been a lot of help. We've asked him a lot of questions and, just how to get the league started and up and running and, mm-hmm. and just things mm-hmm. like that. But mm-hmm. yeah, everything was just on YouTube watching you guys throw those crazy curveballs and all that crap. And it was awesome. Most of us played baseball before. So,
sure.
Softball's a little bit different. So we really wanted that baseball feel.
Yeah, whiffs will give it to you. Whiffs will give that especially fast pitch whiffs. It'll give you that. So the league that y'all play in, now there's a guy named Will Marshall who runs the Texas Whiffle Ball League. This is not that league, right? This is different. Yeah. What's the name?
He's in Dallas.
Yeah, he's in Dallas. So tell me about where you play for and who's there, how many teams, what's the competition level like?
So the one I play in, the first season was in Corpus. It's actually out of Robstown, which is right next to Corpus. But the first season we had 6 teams, and it was just a bunch of friends getting together just to see how it would run. If we could make it run, if we could do it successfully, and if we could get used to throwing the ball, because it was hard for a lot of us to start throwing that ball and just controlling it.
Especially if you don't have veterans to teach you how to do it. Like if you come up
right
on your own, like I came up with no veteran help, so it took me 2.5 years to just learn how to throw a strike. So continue.
That was one, just to interject real quick, that was one of my selling points to him too, because I've been talking with Jason, I'm assuming,
on
social media.
Yeah,
and I was like, dude, listen, if you're really serious about it and you want to get it going and everything, the best thing you can do for growing it where you're at, because that's what he seems like he's all about doing, is to come up in October and you're going to see the product of it ever, and you're going to learn so much. And like I said, you'll probably take home 40 balls with different cuts, learning how to throw different pitches.
Yeah, I would. My advice would be bring a camera, film the conversations that you're having with people. Seriously, just point a camera in their face and ask them questions about ball scuffing and shit like that and rules. Yeah. And then you won't have to remember it or be like, hey, email me. Just video it. And then you've got the explanation right there. And, absolutely. You know, I don't really know anything about the Whiskey Ducks, but based on the way that new teams usually perform at UWIFS, you're going to have some opportunities to be filming. And that's not me talking shit. That's just me making predictions.
No, you know, I don't plan on winning. It would be nice. But, I mean, not we plan on winning some games. Absolutely. We're going to win one, too. But winning the whole thing, I don't have any expectations of winning the whole thing. That's
once again, Jason's being very, very humble, man. That guy's a humble guy. I'm gonna tell you the truth. Here's what's really going down, right? So this is kind of like if you go back in the 1960s when Wilt Chamberlain was playing against like a bunch of 5'4" white dudes. Mm-hmm. And that's why he was so dominant, right?
That is why he was so dominant. That's why they don't talk about him in the GOAT conversation.
And so now here's what's happening, though, is you're probably going to get like about this little a pack of like 5'7" Mexicans that are going to come in here who we grew up playing with sticks and we didn't have baseballs and leagues and all that, sticks and rocks. So like these wiffle balls that they're throwing, man, these are like beach balls to us. And that's what we're going to do. We're just going to come stick the ball, smash it on a couple of people, surprise a couple of people, probably do the Macarena just to give you guys some of our culture.
Yeah.
Top 10.
Into the Macarena.
Your boy's got a good sauce on him. You got to watch out.
Ooh, yeah. Cha-cha now, y'all. Well, let me tell you this. I took a poll on the Shut Up Stein Twitter poll, and we had quite the turnout. 19, that's 19 votes, which is which is a lot in terms of people interacting with me, all right? Balls. That's for in terms of me, that's a big number. And the grand majority, well, not the majority, but the what's the word I'm looking for?
The highest number.
Yeah. The plurality is the word that I was looking for. Says that you're going to go winless, 42%. Anything you want to say to the people who said that you're going to go winless?
The ones that said we're going to go winless, be prepared to be shocked because we're going to go out there and whoop some ass. That's for sure.
Well, let me tell you this. When I went to the Nationals for my very first time, it was with the team named Off Constantly. And it was riddled with some of the worst human beings. It was myself, one of my best friends of all time, and then just Jimmy Flynn, Connor Young, and John Lynam. And that was a rough team to play on. And they said we were going to go winless. And you know what happened? We fucking won one game. We won one game, and we told everybody to eat shit. And I haven't stopped saying eat shit since. And honestly, it's been the cause of a lot of problems in my life. So,
yeah. Well, it's pretty cool because we also took a poll. And we had one person vote on this poll. Mm-hmm. And the poll was actually just a question of how many people on the Stein poll actually had their full set of teeth. And that one poll person said that none of them, 0% of them, had their full set of teeth. So we just do got that advantage coming into us. We're going to splash that smile. That's what we do.
I don't know if you want to get into a smile competition with me. I've got a great headshot.
Because he got the back of his head implanted on the front of his head.
That's exactly why it is. It's because I had hair follicle implantation surgery and now I look like I'm 23. That's how you fucking win the game. That's how you win the game right there. But
y'all got a little friendly rivalry going with another team that's predicted to go winless according to Don't Get Whiff Lemonade the other night.
I heard.
That's a great. I hope they get into the first. I don't know how pool play is going to work. I hope they find their way into the same pool.
Yeah, I hope that matchup happens. That'd be great.
Yeah, well, I look forward to playing them.
The reason why I posted that poll on the Twitter was not to get the majority or the plurality of people to say that you were going to go winless, which I knew was going to happen because people just love to fucking talk shit. But it's because. This particular you guys picked a good year. Let me just say it that way. Tournaments like this used to happen in the mid-2000s, and they really petered out. 2009, 2010, 2011 was kind of the last of it. And then Fast Pitch Whiffs went through a recession, I guess you would call it. And this year, United Whiffs is back, which is to say it's bringing back Fast Pitch Whiffs in a big way. 40 teams confirmed already. I guess the next big number that you want to look for is 50. a 50-team tournament would be a very attractive thing?
Done. We capped it. It's done.
Wow. Past 50 then, huh?
40 teams were capped, and they were all signed up before.
Wow. Capped at 40 teams. I didn't know this. I didn't know that. I didn't see anything about that. Is that a decision that's popular knowledge?
The thing is, we posted that we were getting close to capacity, and the early registration was ending. And okay. that we were going to cap it at 40 teams because we can only fit 8 fields in the stadium, which was our big selling point.
Okay, that's what that text was about.
We capped it so it wouldn't be overwhelming. And once people heard that, I think we had 10 teams sign up in 24 hours.
Wow. So are you going to let them in or are you going to stay at 40?
Oh, that's the one that got in. Of course, we've had some draggers, but what we're going to do with that is some of those teams are made up as like fragmented players.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to try and place them on these rosters.
Try and list them as free agents and see if they can find a team. I know personally, off the top of my head, I know 2 teams that need at least one more pitcher, especially if it's a young pitcher who can go a lot of innings. So that might work out. So 40 teams and we're done.
Yep.
Okay. Anyway, back to what I was saying. I think you guys picked a good year because there hasn't been a 40-pitch, fast-pitch wiffle ball tournament in a long fucking time. And what's great about big events like this is you are going to find your C4s and your phenoms and your high caliber teams that people are predicting to make it into the Elite Eight. You're also going to find Cinderella teams that come up out of nowhere or, you know, do a little bit better than expected and make it in. We're going to see at least one or two of those. And then you're going to see a bunch of teams that just kind of fall by the wayside. And the great thing about being a new team coming into an event like that is that odds are at some point you will be matched up with at least one or two teams that are kind of like wayside teams. And those are going to be your opportunities to collect wins. And then if you can couple it with a surprise win and get 2 or 3 wins, you might be looking at advancing out of pool play. Or whatever is set up. So, you know, I'm not trying to coach a team that's not my team, but I would say that it's a good year. Like if you showed up to Fast Plastic last year with 16 A-plus caliber teams, it would have been a rough day for you guys. But I think this is a really good year for new teams to dunk their feet, and you're going to see a lot of well-known faces, and it's going to be a great time. Personally, is what I have to say.
Ooh, yeah. I agree.
So it should be.
I thought you came in at the right time. You're getting spoiled, if anything.
I wish I'd come in like this.
Nothing's been done like this as far as, I mean, I've been playing for 10 years. Nothing has even been close to being anything close to this.
Same. Same.
Yeah, I think that's the exciting part is like when you start to play against higher caliber teams, your level just actually just by morphing just actually grows with that talent. And then we'll take that back here to Texas and lift up the players. And I think that's how we just kind of will continue to grow this.
Yep.
And then we look forward to next year, again, having these big tournaments where, again, you get all these teams from all these different states coming together. So,
yeah, and then hopefully you get a couple of people who show up to the big dance. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
That's the plan. That's the idea. So, you're talking, okay, so we've got a 6-team league sort of floating around, and that's kind of what the Whiskey Ducks are affiliated with. Now, you said that you had several different teams. How many guys are showing up to you, Whiffs?
We are bringing, I think there's 6 of us coming.
Wow.
There'll be 5 players and a coach.
Wow.
Taking a play out of the Savage Playbook.
Now, let me ask you guys this. Are all 5 players going to be playing in every game, or are you going to go with maybe like a 3-man lineup to get some more ABs and then rotate players from game to game? Or have you not even talked about that yet?
We hadn't talked about that yet, but typically what we've been doing in the league is we'll play in these past couple of tournaments, what we'll do is everybody plays in pool play, and then whoever's doing the best, like pitching, hitting, those are the ones, those 3 will play the bracket. And then we'll rotate people in and out as people get tired, you know, just so we can kind of make it through the day.
Yeah, you're not the only team that'll probably be carrying that strategy in. And I think it's a good one, especially for a new team to get everybody looks in the early goings and then hope you make a little run. I like the sound of that a lot. How many pitchers do y'all have? You're bringing up 5 players. How many of them pitch?
I think 4 of us pitch.
I'm hearing 4 and I'm hearing 2, and those are very different numbers.
Yeah, they're multiples though.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's everybody true.
No, we, so, all, I mean, we all can pitch. It's just a matter of, you know, who's throwing, mm-hmm. who's got control that day. Because, I mean, there's days that I don't have any control of my pitches at all. And there's days like in the last tournament where, you know, I couldn't miss the strike zone. You know, everything I was throwing was hit.
I got a question for you. Do you throw a clean ball, a concrete ball, a knife ball? What do you throw?
I use a sandpaper ball. I get some sandpaper and I kind of just scuff it up just lightly, just so I don't feel the smoothness of the new ball.
Oh, sure. And,
for some reason, when I have a new ball, it feels like it sticks to my hand.
And I love this. I love this, Toast. This is like, it's like listening to myself from 10 years ago. It's, so you fellas are gonna learn this, but in whiffs,
every knife ball and the game changed.
Yep. The game progresses in this crazy way where everybody starts off doing what you're doing. You figure out that if you bounce the ball around on the concrete or rub it on sandpaper, that you can make it move. And then what happens is you guys are gonna get privy to knife balls, which increases not only your movement but also your ability to control the ball. And then you're gonna start favoring pitches. It's gonna be the drop ball. And then eventually you're gonna learn a changeup. And then eventually you're gonna learn a super curve. And then eventually, and this is what's happening in mainstream whiff right now, people are gonna say, fuck all that, let's go back to clean ball. And now that's where we're at. Everyone's going to be throwing clean ball at United Whiffs. Everyone, after watching Coop throw last year, everyone's going to be throwing clean ball. And that brings me back to the whole newbie thing, because when new players and when new teams come in, usually one of two things happen. They get raked off the field, or somebody from that team, a young kid usually, shows up and throws 35 innings and shuts everybody down, and their team makes a much later run than they thought that they could make. And then everybody tries to do what that young stud was doing. It was like when Zach Thompson came in and started throwing that 10 million mile an hour lefty screwball, every lefty wanted to throw that pitch. And so now we're gonna see a lot of unscuffed pitching. And then who knows, maybe it'll circle back around to sandpaper balls again.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That seems to be the one I have the most control of right now.
The thing with the sandpaper ball too is, man, you just like you said, one tournament you can't find a zone, the other zone, or the other tournament you can't help but to hit it. The thing with sandpaper ball and knife balls is probably 1 out of 10 sandpaper balls are going to do exactly what you want to do at every time that you want to do it.
Yeah.
9 out of 10 knife balls will do exactly the same thing every time, no matter what.
Wow. It will be the natural progression. Unless you're like Randy Dalby still uses that shit. And all he does is just throw risers that move slightly differently each time at a trillion miles an hour. So it works, but only if you're like super duper fucking old school.
Yeah. Wow.
They're coming up for you now. You take a couple ball patterns home. You learn this and that.
Yeah, you see what works for you.
Come out of this tournament a way better team than you.
I agree. Yeah. And it also depends on how each individual player feels comfortable with their own ball. And then what's going to happen is, because let me ask you this, what bat are y'all using?
So right now I have a moonshot bat, and I also have the, what's it called? The loco bat.
Okay. Now, two questions for the moonshot bat. Do you know what model it is?
The KSCX or something.
Okay. The newer model.
The Rev 2, yeah. So I just got it just a couple weeks ago.
And where'd you get your loco bat?
I ordered that online.
Okay. So you've got two new. The thing about wiffle ball bats is that the older it is, the better it is. So you're going to see some loco bats that are made out of straight up harder plastic than yours. But the moonshot should do you just fine. I wouldn't worry about that. Speaking of bats, I got one of these game changer bats. I don't know if y'all can see it. To the folks at home, I got one of these game changer bats. Feels flimsy. Just saying. Yeah. It might be better when I put a real true handle in it. Feels flimsy. Feels soft. So we'll see how it
black bats, the Easton.
It just feels like, it feels like an Easton or a Louisville. Like it feels like the bat where you know how like when you've got like a bat, you don't even feel it when you hit the ball. This bat feels like I would feel it a lot when I hit the ball.
Yeah, hit a ton of bread. Yeah.
Yep, exactly. The ball's hitting the bat and not the other way around.
Hey, I got a question. Is this coach your buddy Kevin? Or is he planning on making the trip?
Who's Kevin?
Or Keith, sorry, not Kevin. Sorry, oh, irrelevant.
Kevin, Keith, both very white names.
Beautiful. I heard him talking trash, but sorry, I forgot his name. Like he's Keith, something. I don't know.
The last I heard, he was planning on going because he was talking about setting up a booth or something for for his whiskey or tequila or whatever he's got. But yeah, the last I heard, I mean, I reach out to him every couple of weeks just to kind of chit chat and see what he's doing. I know right now he's vacationing with his kids and stuff. So,
October, it's so cool that you have that connection with him too. You know, if nothing, he's more than welcome at the Whiff House afterwards. And
he said he's playing in that field, so yeah, it'll be good. I'm gonna try and get him out there for sure.
That'd be cool.
So, yeah. I got a question for you guys and for your listeners out there. Look, man. So, don't get me wrong. I love Philly cheesesteak and everything, but where are we gonna be able to find a good taco? And I'm not talking like a hard shell.
In York, Pennsylvania?
Go to Taco Bell.
Yeah, in York, Pennsylvania, you're going to Chipotle, bro. Sorry. Sorry. You kidding me?
Now we understand you guys' gameplay.
You kidding me? Well, get some pizza.
Oatmeal and like corned beef hash probably out there. Oatmeal and corned beef hash.
But listen, they're gonna have burgers and dogs at the field, right? They're gonna have food at the field, snacks at the field. There's gonna be merch at the field. There's gonna be water and Gatorade and shit like that at the field. That's what you're gonna be eating when you're playing. And my suspicion is, once you get on the field, you're not gonna want to get off the field. So you're not gonna want to be like, all right, let's go find food somewhere. You're gonna want to stay and jerk everyone off, because it's a very homosexual environment in a very good way.
Good gay only.
I look at your sign. I'm like, yeah, this dude's what, 5'5", 110?
I am 5'10".
Soaking wet.
135 pounds.
And now. Please take a look at me and Jay. Do you think that we're not going to want to eat some food during the day?
Yeah.
I thought you were standing up, but you are sitting down.
Come on, Toast. Come on.
I mean, you want to bring it. Let's bring it. Let's go.
Well, Toast is one of the guys who, when he stands up, he doesn't get any taller. You know what I mean? It's just like, and his, like, his feet are on the ground. But it doesn't matter because, yeah, Toast throws he used to throw 6 million miles an hour. Right now he's throwing at Stein velocity. I'm your Jamie Moyer, Greg Maddux type of guy.
Had surgery 5 months ago. I'll throw around Robin Gamer too, and that's all they need out of me. Everybody else will carry me to the win.
Nope, Kyle's gonna get raked off the field. Sorry, pal. Anyway. So, you know, I'm doing my best to make it out there, but it's looking real bad. I am actually registered with a team, but they know that I'm unlikely. So,
you're not missing anything. Really.
Yeah, no. And surely I will be missed deeply. I'm expecting a vigil. I want Boys to Men. It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday to be played. I also want to zoom in so I can sing the anthem.
There you go.
Those are demands that I'm making, and if not, I'll just hold everything hostage. But I don't know what I'm gonna do. I'm not gonna do shit.
But I know we're pushing real hard right now to get the Iron Man to throw the first pitch.
Oh, that would be attractive. Chad Heflin throwing out the first pitch would be really, really nice. All right, fellas, I think that's really all I wanted to go over. Toast, do you have any advice for the Whiskey Ducks, knowing that, you know, they've been playing all summer, right? But for a new team going to their very first ever national championship, do you have anything any tips or tricks of the trade that they or some of our other first-timer listeners could benefit from?
Be a sponge, man. Soak everything in and be ready for a little bit of, I guess, Whiffle culture shock, because I remember my first nationals, and it's overwhelming as shit, man. Not only the amount of people, but once they say, let's get these games going, and you hear that strike zone start banging.
Yeah, you hear that, you feel the breeze on your face, the Whiffle breeze.
Screaming and cussing at people and telling them how they think about their mother and stuff like that. It really hits. Y'all are gonna have a great time, man. And bring the same passion y'all been showing all summer, man. Because
I think what you're trying to say there is you want them to keep that same vibe when they collide.
That's pretty much what that's the tree I'm barking up right now, Stein.
So. You're not wrong. I'll get more specific. Break those expectations. I'll get more specific with my advice. I'll say a couple of quick things. Bring Tylenol, 100%. Make damn fucking sure you have chairs, and ideally a tent if you can, but definitely fucking chairs. Bring sugary snacks. You want to keep those blood sugar levels elevated. And bring, if you can, blankets.
You don't need a blanket.
Not for temperature, but bring blankets. It's my advice.
What's the weather supposed to be like?
Fruit snacks and water is all you need. That's all you need.
Fruit snacks. But seriously, bring chairs. You do not want to be sitting on the fucking ground.
Well, see, what we're trying to set out sections for each team to have their own section.
That'd be nice.
In the stadium, so everybody has their own seat. You know, making it as easy as it is for all these teams.
That would be ideal. That would definitely be ideal. Toes, now that it's locked at 40 teams, but let me, you know, I don't want to drag our guests along, but let me ask you this. Do we know anything about when we're going to start hearing about pool or double elimination or scheduling? Do we have a timeline on that?
We don't have a timeline on that, but we are discussing it right now.
Okay, but no decisions have been made.
No, that's always the hardest part. We have two or three narratives that are going to work very well, both. Or if not all of them are going to work, it's just everyone's going to work out all the kinks to make sure it runs as smoothly as possible. And with the guys we got working on, we have nothing to worry about. It's going to be great.
And you got to have that contingency plan for if one or two teams bail at the last second.
Absolutely. Shout out Danny Lanigan on contingency plans.
Contingencies. Yeah, Lanigan knows a lot about running a tournament. He's a valuable resource there. Just don't let him do callouts. That's the only thing I would ask. Don't let him do callouts.
Maybe not.
Please don't do callouts. Oh my God, please don't do callouts. That's what I got to say about that. I would weep from Utah if you did callouts. All right, I think that's all we've got. I think that's the end of our time. I want to thank our guests Ben and Jason for joining us. The Whiskey Ducks. Good luck in October, fellas.
Thank you.
Look forward to it, y'all.
Absolutely.
Plug your stuff, man. You get you some plugs in.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you guys are gonna take like a fish to a bag of dicks. It's gonna be great.
That's all I'm asking for.
Whiskey Savvy would be a treat.
Alright, there's a couple of things I wanna play, so I'm looking forward to it.
Well, who are a couple teams you wanna play?
I want to play Savvy. I want to play C4. I want to play the Juggernauts. Those are the only ones I can think of.
Do that. Oh. He's scared of the Phenoms, though.
Wow, he doesn't want to play Toast. Speaking of the Juggernauts, I believe that our next guests are going to be Juggernaut stars Tim and Ryan McElrath. Now, Tim told me that Ryan has a habit of, you know, not showing up sometimes, so we might only get Tim. But if we do, I bet you we could find a sweet replacement. Maybe we could finally get Bob on here. Toast, I'm talking to you.
The Juggernaut, Sarna would hop in a heartbeat.
Yeah, that's true. We could get Red, but Red's already been on, and I like doing new guests. Good to know.
Well, Bob's not on that team, so I don't know what you're talking about with that.
Yeah, but we get Bob on the show. He's awful, you know. We make him look bad is the point. I want to make Bob look bad. Bob's riding too high right now. I don't like that. All right. That's been all for Shut Up, Stein. I'm Stein. And next week, we got that twin shit.
Yeah, it's that twin shit. LFG Whiskey Ducks. Let's go, boys. Keep up with the pash. See you in October.
It's out October 24th, 25th. Whiskey Ducks coming at y'all, man. So,
That was like an outro to a rap album. I loved it. Let's go.
I'm brainstorming now about what fucking songs I want to include for the ending.
Don't worry about it. It'll come naturally.
I agree. I'm in my Cutlass on two shoes. Breaking all the rules. Two hitters, man. Two fools. Two hammers, man. Two tubes. Shining like a chandelier. Beer. Diamonds up in my ears. Sick with it. Trophy on my neck. I dang near where it ain't. Word. Too much candy on my ride. Too many rumors I done died. Too many haters on this earth. All my life it ain't been searched.